Hello, student. Thank you for being a part of Math Club. This recording is meant to help you practice your math skills and simultaneously, shall we say, relieve any tension you may be feeling as you study. This may not be conventional pedagogy, but it is my belief that good students should be rewarded. Should you demonstrate your value as a good student over the course of this recording, you will earn a worthwhile reward. Here's how this audio session works. I will give you math problems, and then I'll give you a moment to answer. I will then give you the correct answer. If you are correct, you masturbate. That's right, I said masturbate. Stroke your penis, rub your clit, use whatever toys or techniques you would like to stimulate your private parts. However, if your answer is incorrect, you must stop masturbating and wait until your next correct answer to begin again. For example, I'd say 1 + 1, and you say 2. Assuming that you got that correct, you will begin masturbating while I move on to the next question. 2 + 4, 6. If you got that one correct, then continue masturbating. If your answer was incorrect or you took too long, stop masturbating until your next correct answer. During the session, you will not be allowed to orgasm until the last question, which I will indicate. We do need something at stake after all. If you get the last question correct, you may have an orgasm. However, if you get the last question incorrect, or if you answered prior questions incorrectly and therefore are not close to having an orgasm, you must stop touching yourself. As you know, Math Club is about speed and concentration as much as it's about skill, so this recording will only cover a relatively simple addition. No paper and no calculator will be allowed. If you are ready to begin, good luck. And if not, pause this recording until you are ready. The math problems begin now. 13 + 6. 19. That wasn't so bad, was it? 12 + 7. 19. A trick question already. How about that? 8 + 7. 15. Come on, I'm sure you got that one, right? 17 + 6. 23. Remember to pace yourself. 31 + 12. 43. This is too easy. I'm confident in you. 15 + 16. 31. Okay, maybe we're getting a little harder. 18 + 22. 40. Just make sure to concentrate. 25 + 23. 48. For example, don't think about your math teacher's body. 14 + 29. 43. Don't think about her black leather pumps. 35 + 25. 60. Don't think about her skirt that you wish would ride up just a little bit. 44 + 28. 72. Don't think about her long legs and those glossy tights. 39 + 12. 51. Or maybe they're stockings, and she secretly feels so sexy underneath her skirt. 59 + 20. 79. Don't think about those legs and pumps pacing up the aisle of the classroom towards you. 17 + 19. 36. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I making too much noise? 24 + 64. 88. Don't think about her button-up shirt, so thin and hugging her curves. 36 + 36. 72. Don't think about her leaning over your desk to help you with your work. 19 + 21. 40. Or that one shirt button fighting to restrain her heavy breasts. 45 plus 49. 94. What if that button were to just pop off, her breasts free before you? 31 plus 21. 52. Would you resist looking? Maybe sneak a peek out of the corner of your eye? 48 plus 39, 87. Or maybe you'd be courageous, staring to your heart's content. 28 plus 28, 56. And what if she stared right back at you? 22 plus 42, 64. Can you feel her eyes on you now, making your blood rush hot through your body? 17 plus 35, 52. She covers up, feigning embarrassment, but you can see the smirk on her face. 53 plus 21, 74. Maybe it was intentional. Maybe she knew with one deep breath, her breast would be free. 12 plus 66, 78. Maybe she wanted you to think about her, after class, after you got home from school. 38 plus 57, 95. She imagined it turning you on, imagined what you'd do to yourself as you pictured her. 46 plus 15, 61. Are you doing it? Are you picturing her right now? 53 plus 43. 96. Can you feel her leaning in close to you, the heat radiating from her bare chest onto her skin? 72 plus 33. 105. Can you imagine what she might do to herself if she saw you now? 84 plus 55. 139. What might she be feeling between those stocking-clad legs? Under that tight skirt. 28 plus 82. 110. What would you do to impress her? What noises would you make? What would you whisper in her ear? 82 plus 41. 123. Would you come for her? Would she get to see your muscles clenching in ecstasy? 29 plus 38. 67. I hope so, because this is your last problem. Your answer here decides whether or not you come. 77 plus 77. 154. Come for me. Come for me now. Or stop stroking if your answer was incorrect. But I hope you're coming. I hope you can feel a victorious wave of reward ripping through your body right now. That's it. Thank you for taking the time to become a better student. I hope your rewards were just. If not, maybe study harder. Perhaps try listening again. As always, feel free to schedule a one-on-one session with me after class. For those students who have completed the exercise successfully, maybe we'll even have some free time. And for those who did not, well, remember that free time is earned with good results, and perhaps some good behavior.